Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy clear skies. Haifa has a light breeze, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Be'er Sheva remains sunny, making it warm for those heading out. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the seventh consecutive night. Iranian forces have retaliated by attacking Jordan, Kuwait, and Bahrain, and reportedly fired a missile at Saudi Arabia. Also, JNS notes that a representative from the most Jewish district in New England has defended his vote to cut off Israel aid. He accused President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu of breaking the compact underlying U.S. military assistance to Israel. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports that an American military move in Israel hints at an expansion of the war in Iran, as the administration considers sending dozens of fuelers to Israel. Separately, I24NEWS says Israel plays an active role in U.S. deliberations on possibly expanding the Iran campaign. And finally, Axios reports that the U.S. is considering sending dozens of fuelers to Israel as part of a possible expansion of offensive operations against Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 shared that Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps was caught lying about explosions in the Strait of Hormuz. They falsely blamed the U.S., despite laying mines there themselves for months. John Spencer detailed that U.S. Central Command has hit various Iranian military sites using fighter aircraft and drones. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, warned that the real conflict is merely paused, hinting at a significant escalation soon. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict, The Times of Israel reports that American forces continue their nightly strikes on Iran. Iranian forces responded by targeting neighboring countries in the region. This escalation raises concerns about wider instability in the Middle East, affecting both regional security and global oil markets. Turning to U.S.-Israel relations, JNS highlights Representative Jake Auchincloss's controversial stance on cutting off aid to Israel. He argues that recent actions by President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu undermine the long-standing military assistance agreement. This stance could impact future U.S. foreign aid policies and bilateral relations. Meanwhile, an intriguing development from Israel Hayom indicates potential U.S. military expansion in Israel. The report suggests that the U.S. administration might send fuelers to support possible operations against Iran. This move could signify a deeper U.S. military involvement in the region, affecting regional power dynamics. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business discusses inheritance struggles among some of Israel's wealthiest families, such as Strauss and Wertheim, pointing out the challenges of dividing assets across generations. Effective succession planning might have prevented these disputes. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports on a 14-year-old internet star taking an unexpected financial step. Inspired by stories of hard work, the young entrepreneur aims to implement lessons learned into real-world investments. And finally, CTEC highlights concerns over the Israeli-designed Hermes 900 drone after another crash in India. This raises questions about the Indian Navy's plans to expand its fleet with more of these drones. That's your Israel 18 News update for this morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.